Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on November 6th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're very proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, that's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Great. What a great morning, and what a great topic we're going to talk about.
Well, it's one of our favorites, right?
It is. It's food.
It's food.
And the great South Bay Chili Cook-Off. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Suzanne Scherer from the Neptunians Women's Club, Nancy Frankovich from Sims Restaurant Group, and Steve Fairbrother of the Manhattan Beach Fire Department and Burn Foundation. Suzanne Scherer is a 14-year resident of Manhattan Beach, originally from Tenafly, New Jersey. She sits on the board of the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach as the vice president of fundraising. In addition, Suzanne has been a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish and APLA for over 25 years and is one of the top 10 fundraisers. Her passions are music, theater, her three rescue dogs, dancing, and spending time with her husband, family, and friends. Nancy Frankovich is the director of catering and special events for Sims Restaurants, which is a relatively new company based in Manhattan Beach with a rich family history in the restaurant business. She began her career in her family's restaurants in Arizona as a teen, bussing tables to make gas money. What began as an after-school job blossomed into a career when she began managing a restaurant while attending the University of Arizona. She then worked at the Westin La Paloma, where she worked her way up to catering sales manager. After moving to Manhattan Beach, she landed the position of director of catering and special events with the Sims Restaurants in 2010. She sits on the board of directors for the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce and will be chairing the board this coming year. Steve Fairbrother is an engineer and paramedic with the Manhattan Beach Fire Department, and he's been with them for 18 years. He is also the chairman of the department's Burn Foundation. And just a side note, Steve is out on a boat this morning, so that should be interesting, but that's the beauty of live radio. Now, as you mentioned earlier, Joe, we're bringing all of this disparate group together to talk about the great South Bay Chili Cook-Off. Suzanne, Nancy, Steve, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Good morning.
So let's start with you, Steve. I hope we have a solid connection, but if in case we lose you, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about the purpose and the mission of the Burn Foundation.
Okay, well, the Burn Foundation, a bunch of us at Manhattan Fire it was 2009. We had had a fire the previous year, and we were talking about how there was really nothing set up in the area to help local burn survivors, so people whose houses maybe have burned partially or completely. It's pretty rare, But we had recently had one, and we had helped this woman out the best we could. We decided to put together this burn foundation. Our primary mission is to help local burn survivors. So in the South Bay area, not just in Manhattan Beach, but we've helped out in El Segundo, Hermosa. We're open to anything we can do in the area. Because we don't have a lot of fires in the area and burn survivors, so to speak, we reached out a little more, and we've been helping. We have a pretty good partnership going with Torrance Memorial. They've got a burn unit over there at the hospital, and we've been sending nurses for education. We just sent a couple nurses back to Boston this last year to the American Burn Association's annual conference, where they get a week's worth of training, and then they bring it back to the hospital. We've been buying things like iPads and music and video and things like that, extra beds, actually fold-away beds, for the burn unit for family members. We also send kids to burn camp. Mm-hmm. So it's a week-long burn. We've chosen Champ Camp. There's several burn camps out there, but they basically, the one we send is all pediatric burn survivors. And they go for a week up in, I believe it's Central California, and they go for a week and they get counseled, as well as have lots of games and fun and meet people in similar circumstances. So we've kind of branched out a bit from our primary objective initially, mm-hmm. To try to do everything we can locally.
One of the things you mentioned, and this is something that we deal with on Tuesdays with our Disaster in America series, is that in the modern fire service today, across the country, in the modern fire service, fire is a small part of what firemen and firewomen deal with on a regular basis because of the regulations and building codes, and the technology of fighting fires has just become so good. And also, it's just that the fire services do so much more. Now they're more into emergency medical and of course hazardous materials. There's a number of threats out there that the fire services are more concerned with in some cases than fire. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We wear a lot of hats, especially at a small department like Manhattan Fire. We don't have a hazmat team, so to speak, but we do have several guys who are certified hazmat specialists, because if we are on scene first, we need to get the show rolling, and then we'll call LA County Hazmat or County Health Hazmat to come help us out, just as an example. But yeah, we do wear lots of hats these days. I believe it's right around high 70s, maybe 80% of our calls in Manhattan are medical in nature. Wow. So we are all, both of our fire engines and our rescue are paramedic. So that's a good portion of our job. And then anytime someone has a problem, they don't know the answer, they call us and we come with solutions.
Right.
That's your cat up the tree, right?
Right.
That's true. But, you know, on that one, has anybody ever seen a cat skeleton in a tree?
No.
So we don't worry too much about the cats in the trees. Yeah, they come down when they get hungry.
Yeah.
Or the dog in the well. Forget the cat in the tree. The dog in the well, or something like that. Yeah, you guys
absolutely
get caught with everything. Yeah,
definitely. Yep.
We this is the foundation of the why, right? This is why would you want to do a fundraiser like this? But Suzanne, you and the Neptunian women have been doing fundraisers for many, many years. Why is the Neptunian Women's Club involved in supporting the Burn Foundation?
So the Neptunian Women's Club has been around for 105 years, and the one thing that they've always focused on are children and children's causes. We primarily support education, but through successful fundraising, we've been able to really branch out into some new areas. We feel very strongly about supporting our community, since the Neptunians were a big part of the founding of the city and the organization and the first, you know, postal service before it existed. So the Burn Foundation's commitment to pediatric burn survivors is definitely something that we wanted to support. It's an area that I feel a lot of us had no knowledge of. I mean, we think of fire, we think of burning houses, we think of, you know, scarring and burns, but what it does to a child and how it affects a child's life long term, physically, mentally, was definitely something we wanted to get our hands around. And, you know, and with the city of Manhattan Beach, we just love our firefighters. They're all paramedics. So many people have had personal experiences with them. So we just thought it was a really great, great cause to add to our list of things for this year.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How many, Suzanne, how many different sort of fundraising events does the Neptunian Women's Club get involved in a typical year?
We do 4 to 5 major fundraising events, mm-hmm. of which one is our signature event. It's the wrapping of the Manhattan Village Mall. We wrap presents for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That has been something we've been doing for 40 years. We also do a fashion show in the spring, but we do about 4 to 5 major fundraisers, and then our members go into the community and spend 25,000 plus hours a year doing various hands-on work. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do.
I get at least 2 or 3 presents wrapped every year by the Neptunian women.
Well, thank you.
And that's always a wonderful thing, and it's always a great joy when someone gets one of those presents because it's very well wrapped.
Thank you.
Nancy, when we're talking about the great chili cook-off, how did the idea of a chili cook-off come up?
Well, if anyone out there has not met Suzanne yet, she's quite the force to be reckoned with. And she came to me and said, let's do something really great for the firefighters. And, you know, when I think of firefighters, I think of chili and everyone kind of sitting together and having a fun rivalry. So we thought it would be a really fun idea to get some of the local restaurants that support all of our local charities year-round and get them engaged in a little fun, friendly competition.
Mm-hmm. I loved the poster for the chili cook-off. It's a great graphic of the back of a firefighter engaged in their craft, and this is a wonderful idea. So tell us a little bit about when it's going to happen and where.
I love that poster too. I think Suzanne and everyone over at South Bay Magazine did such a great job. It's this Saturday at the firehouse. We're really excited that we actually get to do it in the station from 1 to 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Wow. This is great. This is great.
You, and Joe, I got to tell you, so I got to jump in here.
Yeah.
You know, how dense am I? Fireman chili goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
And I understand that there's going to be like, I don't know, 15, 16 restaurants competing in this. Are the fire stations, are the different fire stations going to be competing as well? Because I imagine they all have their own special recipes.
You know, we really thought about it, and we thought if the decks were stacked in anyone's favor, the firemen would definitely win. So for this year, they're honorary only.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. That's a good point. You're right. They would have a seriously unfair advantage. You're right.
We're going to have to start including an amateur competition, though, because everybody around town is really upset that they don't get to put their own chilies in. So, Suzanne, we're going to have to talk about that for another year to come.
Okay. Everyone's involved. Everyone's involved. Everyone's excited. Woof, woof. It's very exciting. And so not only is it the different restaurants competing, but they're also really, you know, sort of getting everyone involved in all their customers and their workers. Everyone's really excited about this. One of the things we always think about when we think about these nonprofits, and this is for you, Steve, where do the people that are going to be served get a chance to give back to the people that serve them? So I assume some of the people that you've helped really, really love the idea of being able to go somewhere to really say thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we're set up through the Neptunians Foundation.
Right.
You can always – our fire association at Manhattan Fire is a nonprofit, and we have a donation account as well that we've been providing to charities for, I don't know, 50, 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a clearinghouse. We provide funds to our local schools as well as local charities and national charities as well as needed. But we're getting all set up with the Byrne Foundation. Right now we're running it under the umbrella of our fire association. So we can, we'll have a booth at the event if they want to contact the fire department or just come in with a donation. As of right now, we don't have a website other than the Neptunians. You can make a donation on the website at the Neptunians. And we're in the midst of getting all set up for that. Donations are welcome at any time, whether we're having a chili cook-off or not.
Now, you can actually, are you saying you can go to the Neptunian Women's Club website and make a separate, specific donation for the Byrne Foundation?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes, you can go to Neptunians.org, and where you go to purchase tickets, there is an option to make a donation to the event if you can't attend or if you are attending and also want to make a donation. And then at the day of the event on Saturday, we will also be you'll also be able to make a donation that goes directly to the Byrne Foundation.
I see, I see. Okay, that's Neptunians.org, Neptunians.org, Neptunians. .org. All right, that's wonderful. Well, we are rolling along. This is the South Bay Show. We're spotlighting the great South Bay Chili Cook-Off happening this coming Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the fire station in Manhattan Beach. It's going to be a great, the main fire station downtown, right? On 15th Street,
yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's where we had our muster a couple of weeks ago that you didn't show up to, Joe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so everyone knows exactly where it is on 15th Street. It's going to be a great event. It's right in the middle of the day, so it's really perfect. And we're very happy to be talking about that. If you want to know more or you have questions and you want to ask questions, please call in at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. If you have questions or you want to make a comment, we'd love to have your questions or comments. And of course, at this time, we normally take a small break and thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it. Whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer, the partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right. So, Steve, I have to ask you, what's the name of the boat you're on?
The Truly Grateful, and I am.
Okay, Truly Grateful. And how long are you going to be out, or is this a long-term sailing?
No, we should be in around noon today.
Okay.
I actually have to be to work at 2, so I better be in by noon or so.
All right.
You're fishing, right?
We're actually bringing the boat back from the other side of the hill, and we're going to fish a little on the way. Yeah, we haven't started fishing yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. The boss probably won't accept the excuse that you ran adrift or you're out whatever. you know.
We hit a sandbar.
We hit a sandbar. You know, no excuses like that, no.
All right, so Nancy, Suzanne, I want to hear about the restaurants that are going to be competing Saturday in this event. Give us the lowdown on the restaurants.
I guess I'll start.
Okay, so we have some of the greatest restaurants in all of Manhattan Beach. We've got Simsy's coming and bringing their chili, Darren's. We've got a couple of great restaurants from the north end of Manhattan Beach, both OB's, and North End is also representing their new restaurant, Louie's, which is in Mar Vista. The Kettle is bringing their famous chili, which is exciting to have them participate this year. Suzanne, who am I forgetting? You know, I'm going to
Let's see, we have
here.
Four Daughters in the
Four Daughters.
The Fish Bar.
Uh-huh.
We have Shade Hotel, the Zinc Lounge, who is also our sponsor for our VIP after party. We have Gumtree from Hermosa Beach.
900 Club.
900
yeah.
Club. Let's see. Who do we
Grow?
Call, I think. Oh,
Grow.
The podium.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Brickworks.
Yeah,
Brickworks. A relatively new restaurant. It's very exciting.
Uh-huh. And desserts are coming to us from Cake Bake Shop in North Manhattan Beach, as well as Corner Bakery. And then my favorite part, to be honest, is that we have not been given permission to serve any alcohol at the firehouse because it is a safe area. Mm-hmm. So a couple of our local breweries, El Segundo Brewing and King Harbor Brewing, are making root beer for the event. So we're all really excited about that.
Oh, how fun is this? Chili and root beer.
Custom root beer. That's great.
And lemonade
from lemonade, and then of course water from Aqua Hydrate, so everyone can stay nice and hydrated with all that fiery chili.
Right.
Well, I had no idea that all of these restaurants were chili experts. Gumtree. Now, Gumtree, I thought that was like a retail shop. I didn't know that they did food.
They have an amazing cafe.
That's kind of what has been fun for Suzanne and myself, because a lot of these people really do food production in the back and get really, really passionate about their recipes. And it's fun to bring forward kind of some things just like Gumtree that maybe everyone knows about the retail store but isn't as familiar with the cafe. Suzanne loves Caesar.
That's really honestly my go-to place for lunch on at least 2-3 times a week. And I have tasted their chili. They actually have a chili. I can't say what it is just yet, but wonderful people. And they actually approached me. They were they saw something in South Bay Magazine and asked South Bay Magazine to reach out to me and said, can we please be in the chili cook-off? So there's a lot of excitement amongst the restaurants and some competition beginning now with the chefs. They're taking this quite seriously. They're going to have a lot of fun, but they want to win.
Right. Wow.
Well, chili cook-offs are an American tradition. I mean, yeah, it's very serious out there. And, well, I would imagine that the winner of this probably goes on to the next level, like a regional kitchen. Right? Well, that's the next step.
Right.
Suzanne, you're the fundraising champ here. Find something to take them to.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I will say that there are trophies for first, second, and third place winners that every person who has purchased a ticket gets to vote for the chili that they liked the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's really special about this event as well, in addition to supporting the Byrne Foundation, Nancy had a fantastic idea plus ago when we started talking about this, she said, why don't we feature the charity of every restaurant, and the winning restaurants will have a small donation made to their charity.
Mm.
So each restaurant will have a charity featured at their table, and it's a way for all of us to learn about, you know, more wonderful nonprofits in our area, and just, you know, a day of you know, support and a day of chili and a day of fun.
And since we don't believe in fighting fair, but we do believe in raising lots of money. So if you come and you really want your favorite charity or your favorite chili to win, you can even buy some votes and stack it in your favor.
Yeah, awesome. No, absolutely. Buying the votes. That's the way it goes. Wow, this is exciting. Now, are there any rules for the chili cook-offs, such as like can people use whatever can they do turkey, chicken, pork, beef? Is there any rules? Like, does it have to be beef based? Does it have to have beans? Anything like that?
We wanted to have as much variety as possible. Yeah.
Okay, so no rules. No rules. All right.
We did put on our tickets, and it's on our website, that because we really don't know, again, this kind of secret chili competition, we've asked everyone who comes to just talk to the chefs, because it's going to be a very one-on-one experience as you go through the station and meet all the chefs and taste all the chilies. You know, just ask them what is in it. So this way, if you have any food allergies or what have you, you'll know about that before you taste the chili. But I think there's everything from short rib chili to veggie chili to probably fish chili. We really don't know. Nancy knows all the secret names of the chili. She has not disclosed this to me yet. So I'm going to have a lot of fun on Saturday seeing all this for myself for the first time.
Okay, Nancy, so tell us, what constitutes chili?
Well, that's really a funny question. I think that everyone has their own idea, right? So some people think that chili has no beans. Other people think that chili has beans, and some people think it has meat. I think that the secret ingredient probably is everything in a pot that tastes really delicious, and if it's spicy, you're a winner. So I think that that's kind of the direction our chefs are going from. This is California, after all. I don't think that we really have a lot of food rules about our food.
Good point.
Wow, what a great event. We're excited about it. And Suzanne, what else should we know? And what other opportunities are there for women to get involved with the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach? Let's talk a little bit about that. What other opportunities out there are there for women to volunteer with the Neptunians?
So with the Neptunian Women's Club, which is one of a couple really fantastic women organizations in the South Bay, we meet from September through May. And every month we have a monthly meeting. We have, I believe, 30 interest groups. So although our number one focus is philanthropy, because we are a 501c3, and we last year gave 18 scholarships to MiraCosta and El Camino College to meet their need-based scholarships. You can do everything. If you're a knitter, you can knit hats for Miller's Hospital. If you want to support families that are on hard times, you can adopt families for Cheer for Children. If you like gardening, you can garden at the 9/11 Memorial at the 15th Street Fire Station. If you like to bake, you can bake for the bake sale, which we will be doing the night of the fireworks in December. We ask that, although we don't require an amount of hours for participation, we do ask that you participate in at least two of the fundraising events, either by working at one or attending another. And we just welcome new members. You can go online and read about us. There's a membership application online, and it's just a lot of fun. We have about 260 members, ages 28 to probably, I believe we actually still have someone who's 100 years old, although they don't come to the meetings anymore. So it's just a great range. A great range of women, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think at the holiday wrap in December, we use about 175 of our volunteers, manning those tables and wrapping those presents. But we welcome everyone. We appreciate any assistance. It's a great opportunity for busy women, if you have a career and you have children, or you're just very busy. The structure of our organization, although again our number one focus is philanthropy, we're flexible, so we'll find something for you to do.
Suzanne, can I just say that I am the most lame gift wrapper there is? No, I'm serious.
That's okay.
I'm really.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I honestly did not know that you offered this service. So I will totally take advantage of that, because my gifts are just the ugliest wrap gifts. As a matter of fact, I occasionally I just send a gift, like if I'm sending something for a niece or a nephew, I'll send it to one of my sisters and say, can you please wrap it?
I'm not anymore. Well,
no.
And what's really great is, although Manhattan Village has been wonderful and has had us there for as long as I can remember, you don't have to have purchased your gifts at the mall. I mean, we have people who drop off gifts and then they come back later in the day if they have stuff at their house. And, you know, 100% of what's raised goes to the scholarship fund. So it's just a great opportunity. And yes, and if you can't wrap, that's okay. There's lots of different things to do. You can work at the desk. You can give packages back to the customers. We'll find something for you, Jackie. No worries.
How soon do you start wrapping? How soon do you set up to start wrapping?
We will set up, I believe it's on December 5th, and beginning on December 6th, we have shifts that start. They start smaller and then they get larger because I would say probably 75% of what we raise in the last 5 days. But we have a visibility in the mall. The mall this year is going to post our hours. And then I think we're a little crazy because I decided that let's wrap on Black Friday. So Nancy and myself and Jill from Chevron, we've already committed to wrapping, and the mall is so excited. They're building us a little station, a little temporary station, and I'm going to ask for a few more volunteers. But, you know, they say about 30% of the gifts are purchased on Black Friday, so I was like, why are we going to miss that opportunity? So there you go.
Jackie, get your shopping done early. I don't have children, so this is going to be my fun Christmas wrapping day, so I want to have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no, I have to ship all my gifts back east. So I do my shopping early. I ship everything out. I don't wait till the last minute. Mm-hmm. You know, by December 1st, I'll already have all the gifts bought. You know, so I can get in there early. I can just literally drop off shopping bags of gifts, and you're going to make them look beautiful.
That's right. That's what they do.
All right. This is good.
You know, one thing to say about that too is especially Jackie, for you and people that aren't very good at gift wrapping, you got to look at this as an opportunity to volunteer and become a good gift wrapper.
There you go. Yeah, that's. I'm so not. I'm so. It's not my skill set, Steve.
That's
it's
a little
not
training.
My skill set.
That's right.
I know my strong points, but it's more important to know your weaknesses. And gift wrapping is just.
Oh, Steve, now you're going to be called a Mantunian. That's what we do for our partners who help out. You're an honorary Mantunian. What do you think about that?
Mantunian.
Put that on the resume.
It's just a wonderful thing to see, Steve. It's a wonderful thing to hear firefighters, professionals, service providers, professional first responders doing this kind of a thing. Just give us a little sense of how it makes you feel and the guys in the firehouse to be able to give back like this and to reach out to burn victims.
You know, it's something that we see on different levels, just on a daily basis, just helping people. Hmm. I mean, most of us are in this business. A big part of it is because we wanted to help out people. I mean, it's a great career. It's exciting. As you said, the technology is getting better and better, and we got all these fancy toys to play with, and that's all good stuff. But at the end of the day, when you help somebody out who really was in need, it's just there's not a better feeling in the world. And so I think we have a good group of guys. I know I do where I work in Manhattan. We have a great group of guys who just truly want to help and help the community. And this was just – we saw kind of a hole here and thought we'd fill it. And when we do get to help somebody – there's no better feeling in the world when you can truly help someone out who's in need.
And as you mentioned at the top of the show, it's not just for burn victims that have a physical injury. If their home burns down and they don't have any place to go, or they've lost all their possessions, you're able to help that in that way as well, correct?
Yeah, the city also offers assistance for those things as well, but we're there to, it's fairly all-encompassing, you know. We have a board that says, well, this isn't really in our mission, but let's do it because it's a good thing and it's helpful on this local level. So, yeah, we're open to all that. You'll get off-duty firemen coming over and helping to rebuild. You know, we've built wheelchair ramps for people, and we do all sorts of things to help out when we can.
And Joe, isn't that the nice part about these smaller local organizations? They're so nimble. You know, they're so nimble. They can sit down and say, it doesn't have to be a big corporate affair. They're just nimble and effective, and we love
that. Well, I loved when Steve talked about what they do at the Byrne Foundation at the top of the show. He mentioned that they, you know, the mission evolves. It isn't, you know, just what they thought it was going to be. They've evolved. They've expanded. There aren't a tremendous number of fires in Manhattan Beach itself, but they're expanding throughout the South Bay, helping where they can help, doing what they can do. And that's, as a famous quote from my business days is, you know, all you can do is all you can do. It's just 9 words, but it's the words that really sort of identify a life of volunteerism. Is you just in the place that you are and in the service category that you're in, you wrap presents. I'll have to tell you, Suzanne, one of the great things about getting your presents wrapped by the Neptunian women is just the banter back and forth with the women. It was very funny.
they're a funny group of women.
They are a funny group of women that are having fun because they are doing something they know that's very helpful, and it's also a good fundraiser, and that's
it.
You can't do anything better. Yeah.
It is, and we really love that the Apple Store is bigger this year, because I personally probably wrapped over 100 iPads and iPhones last year. So bring them on.
Right.
All of our partners in the Manhattan Village Mall are so supportive. Macy's last year had signs to direct people to our wrapping station. So it's just great. We couldn't do it without everyone's support, truly.
And that would be Liz Griggs, right?
Liz and Valerie. They're fantastic.
Yeah, it's tremendous. It's tremendous. And there are so many great presents that you can find there, a great mix of shops. Professional management is something that really shows that the mall is very healthy. The mix of shops is very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nancy, we've talked a lot about what we're doing. We've talked about the event itself, Saturday between 1 to 3. Is there anything else that you really want people to understand about what this is? And also, this is the first annual. Is that true?
So we're hoping, yeah. I think that Steve's really excited about it, and we're hoping that it's going to go on in perpetuity.
Right.
One really important thing that I'd like to share with everyone. The fun doesn't end at 3 o'clock, so we do also have a VIP party. Tickets available starting at 4 p.m. So while the chili cook-off is a dry, fun family affair, if you'd like to have a glass of wine or a beer, we'll be heading over to a VIP party starting at 4 o'clock, and those tickets are still available.
Great. And how much are the tickets for the after party?
$75, and that includes the chili cook-off. So it's a one-stop shop, and you get to into both events.
Wow.
And it's at the rooftop deck at the Bank of Manhattan. So there'll be music from the Lucky Ones, and wine poured by Uncorked, and food by Shade Hotel, and our two breweries this time. No root beer. It's going to be beer.
Right.
And all of these are full sponsors. All of these are donations. It's absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
Party starts at 4, right in time to see the sunset over the ocean.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We need a poster for the after party. The poster doesn't say anything about the rooftop party at the Bank of Manhattan. Oh.
All that information is on my website, Jill.
Okay.
I do want to mention, though, before we lose Steve, it's Steve, so figuratively, of course, that Steve has actually arranged quite a few things for the kids to do, because one of the things about this event, which we're very happy about, is that children 8 and under are free. So their parents can bring the children, and the parents can taste the chili. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they'd like. And Steve, do you want to talk about all the different things that you have going on there in terms of stuff for the kids to do and have some fun?
Well, of course, you know, it's going to be at the fire station. So we have all the fun stuff that's there. We're going to have a fire engine out there that the kids can climb on and check out. I'm going to set up a fire hose with a nozzle so that they can see what that's like to squirt some water. And we do have a circulating system there, so we won't be wasting any water. We'll have an actual fire hose set up. So the pump circulates it and it goes back into the pit and back round and round she goes. We also have a couple of picture photo ops. We've got basically a prop that has a picture of firefighters and you poke your head through. Pretty fun for the kids as well as adults. And we'll have a picture set up on the fire engine as well. So we'll see what else we can come up with. And we'll just kind of go. We'll have some fun. We'll see how many kids are there, and maybe we'll get some games going as well.
Awesome. Wow. What a fun
day. Never mind the kids. The adults are going to want to climb on the fire truck and play with the hose.
And then Steve designed the most fantastic chili cook-off T-shirt. That you guys are going to be selling those, right, Steve?
Yeah, we'll be selling those as well. And you can come and get those anytime at the fire station, but we will be selling them Saturday at the event.
Right. Wonderful.
All right, let's get to our next break here.
All right. Thanks so much, and we'll be right back with the great chili cook-off. But right now, we're going to go to our Jackie, who's sponsoring this?
The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy and Maui Wowie pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the details, visit the website at rockinbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Okay. Terranea Resort is now offering monthly full moon yoga classes. With the success of the first event in October, Terranea Resort's full moon yoga class is now being offered monthly, with the remaining classes of 2014 taking place on Thursday, November 6th, that's tonight, and Saturday, December 6th, in celebration of November's full beaver moon. Full moon yoga will be on, as I said, tonight at 6 p.m. on Terranea Resort's ocean lawn and is open to both guests and locals. Yogis of all levels are welcome. Participants are asked to bring $20 to contribute to Cancer Support Community and their yoga mat. Space is limited and reservations can be made by calling 310-265-2740. For additional information, visit the website at www.terranea.com. G.I. Joe Boot Camp presents the Fall Peer-to-Peer Run Walk on Saturday, November 8th. The event gets underway at 7 a.m. at the Hermosa Beach Pier. This is a four-mile course run in the sand from the Hermosa Pier to the Manhattan Pier and back. Pre-registered participants will receive T-shirts and goodie bags, while the first and second place winners, both male and female, will receive a Village Runner gift certificate. Any participant that breaks the record for the fastest course time will receive $100 cash. You can stick around for the post-event party for raffle prizes. All registrants will receive a free entry raffle ticket for a chance to win a trip, and the winner must be present at raffle time to win the prize. Pre-registration is $40, day of event $45. There are also five different team family registration options for up to 15 members. To register online, it's at active.com. That link is on my website. Or you can register at the Village Runner stores located in Manhattan Beach at 1840 North Sepulveda or in Redondo Beach at 1811 South Catalina Avenue. Late registrants need to be at the Hermosa Beach Pier by 6 a.m. the day of the event. Visit the website, mbbootcamp.com, or call 310-980-9339 for additional information. The Chevron El Segundo Refinery is hosting a community tour day on Saturday, November 8th. The community is invited to tour the facility from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on free one-hour bus tours. Reservations are required and must include the names of everyone in your party, your time preference, city of residence, and phone number. Photo ID will be required for all adults, and cameras or camera phones are not allowed. To make reservations, visit the website at elsegundo.chevron.com, and guests should meet at the administrative building located at 324 West El Segundo Boulevard in El Segundo. All right, we've been talking about it for the last hour. The Neptunian Women's Club in Manhattan Beach hosts the South Bay Chili Cook-Off on Saturday, November 8th at Manhattan Beach Fire Station No. 1. This family-friendly event takes place from 1 to 3 p.m. and features gourmet chili tastings, a silent auction, raffle prizes, and live DJ. Tickets are $25 per person. Children 8 and under are free, with the proceeds benefiting the Manhattan Beach Firefighters Burn Foundation. The VIP after party will take place on the rooftop deck of Bank of Manhattan, located at 15th Street and Highland Avenue. Tickets are $75 and include general admission to the cook-off. Attendees must be over 21 years of age and prepared to show ID. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at www.neptunians.org. Manhattan Beach Fire Station No. 1 is located at 415th Street in Manhattan Beach. Leadership Hermosa Beach invites everyone to celebrate civic involvement and accomplishment at the second annual Beach Ball on Saturday, November 8th at the Standing Room. This party is a chance to recognize and celebrate the many people that support the community, mingle with old friends, and make new ones. Guests will enjoy appetizers and drink specials all night long. The mixer begins at 6:30 p.m. with the awards presentation at 8. The evening features live musical entertainment by the Jared Young Band. Tickets are $45 per person, and cocktail attire is suggested. To purchase event tickets, visit the Eventbrite page. And again, I have that link on my website. And for additional information, you can visit the website at Leadership Hermosa. The Standing Room is located at 1320 Hermosa Avenue in Hermosa Beach. The Torrance Art Museum at the Joslyn Center invites the public to attend the annual South Bay Focus Exhibition. The opening reception is Saturday, November 8th, from 6 to 9 p.m. It's free to the public, and no RSVP is necessary. The exhibition will be on view from Tuesday, November 11th through Saturday, December 5th. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. South Bay Focus is Torrance Art Museum's annual contemporary and traditional juried art exhibit, and it is presented in conjunction with the Torrance Artist Guild and the South Bay Watercolor Society. This year's juror is Scott Canty, director and curator of the Los Angeles Municipal Art Gallery. For additional information, visit the website at www.torranceartmuseum.com, and it is located at 3320 Civic Center Drive in Torrance. And now I have a couple of Veterans Day observations that are scheduled for Tuesday, November 11th. I know that there are several taking place throughout the South Bay, but only Redondo and Hermosa sent me press releases with the info. So I have those listed, and then I also have a list of local military sites and their locations. So on the website, if you're in Hawthorne, if you're in Lawndale, if you're in PD, wherever you are, there's something listed for your particular city, and you can call your city offices to find out exactly what they're planning. Sage Expo is hosting a complimentary breakfast on Wednesday, November 12th, from 7:45 in the morning to 9 a.m. The event features acclaimed green developer Daniel Salzman as speaker on the topic of green designs to create beautiful, environmentally friendly homes. The session is being held in the new showroom of the South Bay Green, which is located at 160 South Sepulveda Boulevard in El Segundo. For additional information, visit the website at www.sageexpo.net, or you can contact Angela Silverman at 310-706-8040. Now, these are just a few of the events taking place this weekend, so be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And tomorrow morning, on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, our guest will discuss exactly what it takes to plan a successful holiday soiree. We'll be talking with Christian Ibarra, a private dining and events coordinator for Paul Martin's American Bistro, and Jeannie Narotuda from the New York Food Company. Tune in and learn from the masters. You can listen to tomorrow's show at 8 a.m.
All right.
All right, so we have another fun-filled, packed weekend.
All right, great. You know, it's going to be that time again. Of course, we were sad when summer left us, but the holidays are gonna. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. I know. I can feel it coming.
It's coming, whether you like it or not.
Wonderful. Steve, it's been great having you, and great hearing about what you guys are doing with the Byrne Foundation. It's a beautiful thing. We're very, very glad to have you on the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for getting the word out.
It's that's what we do, and we hope that that you guys are overwhelmed on Saturday, and it's just an amazing turnout. That's the idea. Suzanne, I hope that the Neptunians are overwhelmed on Saturday.
We hope as well. We've had some great ticket sales, and we will be selling tickets at the door until we sell out, which is about another 150 tickets. So we're very excited.
Wow.
And still, yeah, we still have about 30 VIP tickets left as well.
Right.
So yeah, please purchase, and let's sell this thing out and help the Byrne Foundation.
Right. What a great kickoff event. Nancy.
We need for everybody to go through and give us all the contact information and email addresses and website
right.
addresses and phone numbers.
Right.
Yeah, we want everybody to be contactable.
So, Nancy, let's start with you on contact information for Sims Restaurants and all that kind of stuff.
Great. Planning parties is always easy when you email nancy@tinroofbistro.com. You can also reach me by phone at 310-545-8293. You can see all of our restaurants. We include Tin Roof Bistro, Simsies, Manhattan Beach Post, Fishing with Dynamite, and more soon to come.
Awesome.
Yeah, you guys are just doing unbelievable there in Manhattan Beach. Wow. A lot of
thank you. We're so
around.
Lucky to have really... Yeah, we're really lucky to have a lot of community support, and we love being involved in the community, so it's a good place for all of us, I think.
I just saw, just 2 days ago, a great write-up. I've seen a couple of them. One of them was somebody out of New Zealand, I think, that had a stopover at LAX for a couple of hours, and they,
uh-huh.
they went to Manhattan Beach, and they wrote up, and they mentioned a couple of your restaurants, and then
mm-hmm.
a couple of days ago, I saw another write-up. Listing 12 great things to do in Manhattan Beach. And again, a couple of your restaurants were mentioned.
Well, you know, we all live and eat in our community and don't want to go very far to go to work. So we try to bring all the best here so that we can bike ride to work instead of, you know, driving into downtown LA. And we're happy that everyone else likes it too.
There you go.
Right. Wonderful. And of course, Suzanne, how can someone get involved with the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach?
In terms of contacting us?
Sure,
yes. Okay, so we have a director of membership. Her name is Lolita Wang. But the best way to do that is to go to our website, neptunians.org, and just a fairly easy website to navigate, and you can contact us through the website. You can also join by joining online. But just send an email through the website, and you'll be contacted either by Lolita or Dion, who's our webmaster. And, you know, anyone can come to our luncheons. We just need to make arrangements, and I think it's a good way to see what we're all about.
Okay.
And we just had a new member, over the weekend, last weekend. So we really try hard to be a very welcoming organization.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to step up and join groups, but, you know, as I say, we're just a great group of gals, very diverse with lots of different talents and with one, you know, purpose and one mission. So, Neptunians.org is the best way to reach us.
Do you have to own a home on the Strand to join?
No, not at all. We don't. You can own an apartment, a home. You can be from Redondo. Lolita. We have
from Redondo.
The only requirement is you have to have a set of gills. That's the only requirement.
That's all. You just have to have a heart, actually. Have a heart, and you'll meet many people you like, and suddenly you'll be doing volunteer things that you never thought you would be doing or capable of doing. And, yes, we welcome every woman from all over. We have lots of members from different areas. So, yeah, just Manhattan Beach. Please join us.
Do you have Mantunian members?
They are honorary members, of which now Steve is an honorary member. The fashion show historically, which is a huge fundraiser for us, typically in April every year, the husbands and partners of our members actually are the servers. In addition, we also try to get some local people like the mayor or some other nonprofit directors, and they actually serve the food that day. Mm. So, and our bartenders are often Mantunians as well. So, yes, know that when you sign up, gentlemen, your wife may ask you to do things. My husband doesn't fight me anymore. For the last 4 years, he's been our MC, and he does a great job. So, we're very thankful for our Mantunians.
Okay, that's wonderful. Wonderful. And so are there volunteer positions with the Manhattan Beach Fire Department? I know many departments have volunteer adjuncts or volunteer groups as well. Is there a volunteer fire group in Manhattan Beach, or would we just go to the CERT organization, Steve?
Well, we do. We don't have a volunteer as such anymore. They used to a long time ago. When I was 20 years ago, when I was coming on, it had changed to paid call firefighter. Mm-hmm. There's a minimum wage position where you get some experience, resume builder. So I did that for 3 years back then. Now that's called our reserve program. Mm. And we do still have that. They operate our BLS, our basic life support ambulance, mm-hmm. In town. So we've got the ambulance operator reserve program. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the CERT program. That stands for Community Emergency Response Team.
Right.
And that is, we're really proud of that in Manhattan. The fire department has got together with their leader, George Butts. They have really done a good job with getting our community engaged. So that if we do have a big earthquake or really any sort of civil problem.
The zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse. These guys have resources throughout all the neighborhoods in Manhattan. I know Redondo has one as well, a CERT team.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that. I think the cost is nominal, if anything. It may be free for that matter. But you can call the fire department at 310-802-5203 to get information on that. And that's just a weekend or two of training. And you get a a green vest and a hat, and you're on the team. And they've got a network so that when something does happen, once you get your family secured, you call in and you become part of the solution. So that's a great thing to do on a volunteer basis. If you're truly interested in becoming a firefighter, the reserve program's terrific. It really is, because it takes very little. I think high school graduation and then a basic fire academy. And you can come in for the interview, and I'd say probably 99% of the people that come in get the job.
Right. Wow.
So that's those are the things we have in place at this time.
Okay.
And what's your website? What's your website for the fire department?
It's City of Manhattan Beach, through the City of Manhattan Beach, and then you go to the fire department. They've got departments. I think it's City Manhattan Beach, California.org. Something to that effect. But if you Google City of Manhattan Beach, the city website will come up. And then just go to the fire department, and you can read all about us.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. We have loved this show. It's a great benefit to be able to do these shows and get the word out about some things. This one's really fun. I think everyone, please share this with all your neighbors and friends. Get the word out about this show and about this event, the Great South Bay Chili Cook-Off, this coming Saturday from 1 to 3. And then, of course, there's the after party on the rooftop deck of the Bank of Manhattan. Don't miss that. That's amazing. That sounds great. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Suzanne Scherer. Thank you for joining us. And Steve? Thanks very much.
Yes.
From the high seas. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you again for having me. It's been my pleasure.
All right, great. And thank you so much, Nancy.
It's really my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
All right. What a great show we've had. And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe. I got to tell you something. I added the great to that South Bay.
Did you?
South Bay.
You did, but I love it.
But I decided to add great to it, the great South Bay Chili Cook-Off.
That was my
2 cents. Okay.
Well, it's more than 20%, man. Maybe about 10% of the whole title. So I like that. Yeah, great. Thanks, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360. Bye bye.